KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Vendors and businesses that can't change VAT back to 15% have until next month to do so. This week, Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana reversed the decision to hike VAT by 0.5%. Newswatch's Cliff Shiko has more.
According to SARS, vendors are expected to charge VAT at the rate of 15% and not 15.5% for the relevant goods and services as per the VAT Act. Further saying, vendors may use limited time to adjust their systems accordingly and report and pay the VAT. The taxman says should a vendor not be able to revert to the 15% rate due to complex system changes that may be needed, such supplies and purchases must be reported and accounted for at the 15.5% rate until such time that they are able to make necessary system adjustments, which should be completed by the 15th of May.
That was Newswatch's Cliff Shiko. Well, GNU members, the DA and the ANC, met yesterday to discuss their partnership and budgetary processes. DA spokesperson Willy Orkamp says the talks were constructive.
Similar meetings will continue on a regular basis as we seek to address the most pressing challenges facing South Africa in the government of national unity.
16 people have been displaced after heavy rains battered parts of KZN. eThekwini Municipality says its emergency teams responded to reports of severe damage in Umlazi, south of Durban, yesterday. The city says five houses collapsed due to mudslides, with families temporarily moved to a nearby shelter. Six people were also hurt and taken to hospital, with one reported to have major injuries. Several roads throughout the city were also severely impacted and flooded. And abroad, U.S. President Donald Trump says work on a potential peace deal between Russia and Ukraine is going smoothly. His envoy, Steve Witkoff, met with Vladimir Putin in Moscow yesterday. Trump told Time magazine this week that, quote, Crimea will stay with Russia. Ukraine, however, has rejected recognizing the territory as Russian. Residents of the peninsula have been reacting to Trump's comments in a clip from Sky News.
When everyone recognizes it, it will be easier for us to communicate with everyone. What Trump has said so far, there is little hope for this.
I agree with Trump that Crimea will remain part of Russia, certainly.
And on the weather front back home, mostly clear skies in KZN today. Durban and Richards Bay 25, Ulundi 24, Pietermaritzburg 22, Margate 23, Kokstad, Ladysmith and Newcastle 21, Underberg and Mooi River 20. In Durban this morning, there's 2.5 metre swells at sea with sunset at 25 past five. Follow our WhatsApp channel for the latest local and international news. Just click updates and search for East Coast Radio News Watch. For the News Watch team, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.